that make us lose if we want to win. So I think that, you know, there could be a quick change at any given moment, and it's just baseball.
All right. Well, that's really all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Awesome.
Once again, that was Landon Gaz joining us on the pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside. And when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Schlesig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Schlesig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We welcome you back into Capital Credit Union Park here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are taking on the Rockers for game number one of a home and home series here in Green Bay. Tomorrow, it'll be back in the Rapids, and the Rafters hoping to get back on the right track with a win here. Let's take a look at the pitchers matchup. First off, with the hosting Green Bay Rockers, Mac Crowley is on the mound, and on the season a 6.43 ERA for him over four appearances. His last time out, it was a four-inning start against the Rafters back on July 20th, 6 days ago. And in that game, he allowed three runs over four and a third innings, but he struck out six batters and only allowed three hits. It was really the walks that were the issue for him. And if he can get his location down, the Rafters might have a little bit more of a challenge in this one. So that's what we're looking for in today's game as in terms of the pitching matchup. But on the Rafters side of things, Trevor Moik taking over. Moik, the right-hander, he's got a 3.22 ERA this season across 11 appearances. Two of those starts. His last time out, it was a start back on July 21st. That was back at Witter Field against the Rockers, and in that game, he went four and a third innings, did not allow an earned run, but did allow four runs in total on five hits and two walks. A couple of errors in that second inning resulted in those few runs to score. So if the Rafters are able to play clean defense here, they should be just fine behind Trevor Moik, but that's the hope at the very least. He has been really good on the road in nine innings pitched away from Witter Field, a 1.00 ERA, and he's got eight strikeouts on the season. Over a strikeout an inning, he is definitely one of the higher strikeout pitchers for the Rafters, and that's a look at the Rafters starter for tonight. Let's take a look at the lineups. First off, with the Green Bay Rockers, and the Rockers going to be sending out Eric Gion to lead off, with Colin Helms batting second. JP Peltier is batting third. Eli Selga is the cleanup man. Batting fifth is David Bayania, and sixth is Stefan DiCorrado. Batting 7 through 9, it's Kaysen Consarinia, Aiden Cooney, and Zage Lancaster. And that is a look at the Rockers' starting lineup. And now the lineup for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Starting off at the leadoff spot yet again, it's Royce Clayton Jr., who had started 5 consecutive games in the leadoff spot up until yesterday, in which Hiroto Kobayashi took that leadoff spot. But Clayton has been red hot from the top of the order, so moving him back up there and hoping that he can keep it rolling along. Clayton, the center fielder in today's game, he'll be followed by Kareem Arusevic and Jake Beauchene in the first inning. Behind that, from 4 through 6, it's Madden Akko, Landon Gaz, and Luke Skinner. Gaz was our pregame guest of the show, and of course, he has been red hot as of late. Got to talk to him about how he's been approaching his plate appearances and how he's been feeling comfortability-wise at the plate as well. And he's got a lot of confidence right now and hoping to keep it rolling here in Green Bay. The 7 through 9 batters in the Rafters lineup: Lachlan Maud, Hiroto Kobayashi, and Eric Harper. And the last two there, Kobayashi and Harper, they have both been looking really, really good as of late. We'll see if they can keep it going. Kobayashi, over an extended stretch of games now, he's batting nearly 300. And now ready to go here from Capital Credit Union Park. 106 first pitch, and it's high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Mac Crowley on the mound. Royce Clayton Jr. at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup to start off the game in the top of the first inning. Rafters at bat first, and the 1-0 count gets a swing and a miss. 1-1 now. And Crowley, prior to his last time out against the Rafters, he had been coming off of a season-long performance. He's continued to go longer and longer into games, as the 1-1 count is taken for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count to Clayton. Crowley's first appearance went 2 2/3 innings, then 3 innings, then 4 innings. Last time out, 4 1/3. We'll see if he can go 5 today. 2-1 the count, called for a strike at the lower part of the zone. 2-2 the count. And through the second half of the season, the Rafters doing a lot better of a job of working plate appearances. They like getting that pitch count a lot higher, and it's been helping their offense out. 2-2 the count on the way home, and a check swing from Clayton. Did he go? No, he didn't. Called low for ball number three. Clayton just able to hold back, and now it's a full count to the leadoff batter for the Rafters. And Clayton, I talked about how red hot he's been. Clayton, in his last 5 games that he started, batting 474, but takes that pitch on the outside edge for strike number 3, and Clayton is put in the books backwards for out number 1 here in the first inning. Shakes his head as he walks back off to the side and is talking with Jake Beauchene about it and saying, hey, be ready to swing at that pitch. And now it brings up Kareem Arusevic with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the first, tied 0-0. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters. He's been splitting time between the infield and the DH spot here in the second half. First pitch on the way, in there for strike number 1, 0-1 the count. Lefty-righty matchup with Arusevic at the plate and Matt Crowley on the mound. 0-1 the count. Crowley steps back, now fires home. Arusevic shows bunt, pulls back as it's taken high for ball number 1. Now a 1-1 count, and Arusevic, he's been pretty consistent this year. He, of course, started his Rafters career off with a bang, going 4-for-5 in his first game. Sends this one out towards right field, but at the warning track, it will bounce off of the top of the wall, and this is out of here. Kareem Arusevic had it bounce off the top of the wall and called a home run, his first as a Rafter. What a way to get this one started. 1-0 Rafters in the top of the first inning, and finally got one out of here. Arusevic has been hitting the ball hard over the past few games, and it was a matter of time before he got that first home run. And today, almost no wind here in Green Bay, and that certainly helped it over that short wall in right field. Now at the plate, Jake Beauchene, and the first pitch to him, taken low for ball number 1. Arusevic had a couple of well-hit balls out to the wall these last few games. He had one robbed by T.P. Wentworth and Fond du Lac. This one's hit pretty well out towards left field. Going back to the warning track, and it's over the glove of the left fielder. Beauchesne's going to have extra bases. He's in the second with a one-out double. The Rafters are getting a hold of the baseball here early on, and it brings up Madden Akko with a man in scoring position and one away in the top of the first. 1-0 the Rafters lead. And here in Green Bay, the dimensions certainly odd at Capital Credit Union Park. Right field, about 250 feet away to the wall. However, that wall is about 20 feet high, so it does add a little bit, but it's still a lot closer than almost any other ballpark in the league. Now at the plate, Madden Akko, righty-righty matchup. First pitch in there called for strike number one. Over in left field, it's really deep out there, 338 to the left field pole. But it's even deeper to center field, over 400 feet dead center. 0-1 the count to Akko, and he grounds one over to third base, picked up, looking back to second, keeps Beauchesne on the bag, now throws to first, and that's a 5-3 putout to take care of Madden Akko for the second out of the first inning. Brings up Landon Gaz with a man on second and two away in the top of the first. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH today, he's been playing a lot of first base as of late, but today getting a little bit of a defensive rest day. Yeah, as you look at his last 13 games, he's got a hit in 12 of those 13 and a 10-17 OPS over those 13 games. First pitch, a swing and miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. So Gaz has certainly been feeling good at the plate, and mentioned it in the pregame show that started off a little bit cold to start the season, but that's expected after it had been a while since the end of the spring season. Second half contract, and takes the 0-1 count on the upper part of the zone for strike number two. 0-2 the count. On the season, Gaz batting .306. He's got an .878 OPS. Beauchesne's still on second. He has been really good at taking off bases. 10 steals on the season for him, only in the second half. And the 0-2 count misses away. Now 1-2 to Gaz. Beauchesne, despite him stealing so many bases, he does not steal third very often. Not quite as aggressive with that, and Gaz fouls this one back to keep it 1-2. So still a 1-2 count. Beauchesne, 10 stolen bases, 9 of those have been second base, only one of them third. 1-2 the count. Crowley, ball in the glove, he looks back to second, now fires home, and Gaz sends this one out to right field, on the line, it's over the head of the right fielder and bounces off the wall. Here comes Beauchesne on the way home, Gaz is racing for second, sliding head first, did he get there? No, he didn't. It's an RBI single, but Gaz thrown out at second base. It's 2-0 Rafters in the first inning, and that takes us to the bottom of the first. So in the first inning, the Rafters, 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. To the bottom of the first we go, 2-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. Especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now into the bottom of the first, and what a way to get the game started. Three hits that bounced off the wall, one of them for a home run. It was Kareem Arusovic who started things off with a bang, a one-out solo shot in the top of the first inning. The Rafters up 2-0, and Trevor Moik on the mound. His first pitch called for ball number one. Eric Gion leads things off for the Rockers in the bottom of the first. It'll be Gion followed by Colin Helms and J.P. Peltier. That's who's due up in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 count taken high for ball number two. Now 2-0 to Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup to get things started. The Rafters looking to get back in the win column after dropping their last two to the Wausau Woodchucks. 2-0 the count. In there called for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. And the Rockers trying to keep the success rolling along, although they have not been as red hot as they were in the first half here in the second. 2-1 count coming home, and that pitch called for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and the strength for the Rockers all year long has been successful pitching. Hasn't necessarily been the offense, and so that's what you're kind of looking for. You want to see the Rafters pitching really make the most of a two-run lead right here. But Gion certainly has had a strong season, but not there. He swings and misses at strike number three, and that takes care of the leadoff man for the Rockers. Brings up Colin Helms with the bases empty and one away. First strikeout of the game for Trevor Moik, and man, he has looked on point this season. Started off the year, not as many strikeouts, but he really just succeeded in limiting hits as this one is grounded over to the right side of the infield, and they're going to say that's off of the foot of Colin Helms as he had went down to one knee there. So an 0-1 count, and Helms, a really strong batter for this Rockers team, 282 batting average and an 828 OPS. Left-handed hitter, and here in Green Bay, that'll certainly play, although only two home runs on the season. You lift one out to right field, it can easily leave the park. 0-1 count coming home, and that pitch called for a strike. 0-2 now to Helms. He's going to be working from behind in the count. Moik takes a deep breath, looks home as Helms brings the bat to his shoulder. Pitch on the way, misses in the turf for ball number one, a 1-2 count. Here in Green Bay, the field entirely turf. It's a kind of a two-way stadium. And, of course, host other sports as well due to the large dimensions. 1-2 count, grounded foul down the third baseline toward the Rockers' dugout, so still 1-2. Being able to play things like soccer here certainly do help in the offseason, whenever you don't have the Rockers playing at home. 1-2 the count on the way. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. And the bat did come around from Colin Helms as on the follow-through. He went back and hit Lachlan Maude on the mask. So strike number three, but Maude going to take his time to make sure that he's all right after getting hit in the helmet by the bat. So another strikeout for Trevor Moik, and he's going to check in on Maude to make sure that he's all right. Maude gives a thumbs up, and now Moik going back to the mound. And Trevor Moik coming to the Rafters. He previously did pitch for Kokomo, so he'd already had some Northwoods League experience. Although you look at last season and not his best work, as this one gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. An 0-1 count. But it was really those first couple of games that he performed the roughest in, as the 0-1 count misses low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Appeared in 8 games, going 15 and a third innings with the Jackrabbits last year. Swing and a miss from Peltier brings the count 1-2. But Moik, after being roughed up in his first 2 games, he managed a 5.59 ERA in his final 9 2/3. 1-2 count on the way home here. Swing and a miss for strike number 3, and Moik strikes out the side in the first inning. What a way to get things rolling along here. He continues to keep those strikeout numbers high, and we head to the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base in the first inning. It's 2-0 Rafters when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters hoping to keep the offense rolling along. They had 3 hits in the first inning, all 3 of them bouncing off the wall in some way. And one of them, as I mentioned earlier, the home run to Kareem Marusevic. So that's what has the Rafters up 2-0 in the top of the second. They're going to see if Luke Skinner can keep things rolling along. He leads off the top of the second. It'll be Skinner, Maude, and Kobayashi due up in the top of the second. And the Rafters hoping to get back in the win column here. And so far looking very strong, as Trevor Moik was able to keep the momentum rolling along by striking out the side in the bottom of the first inning. 3 up, 3 down for him. And really showing some good stuff there. We'll see what can happen in the second, though, because the Rafters have seen some strong first innings before, and you got to keep the momentum throughout the entire game. First pitch to Skinner, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Matt Crowley back out there. Grounder down the first baseline, but foul. Now a 1-1 count. And Skinner's had some big hits in the last few games. Still struggling with the batting average, but he's been able to put the ball deep into play and be a little bit easier as a left-handed hitter here in Green Bay. 1-1 the count coming home. Pitch is high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. He had 2 home runs in the first week of the season. Since that point, however, Skinner has yet to homer. 2-1 the count, gets a late swing and a miss for strike number two, now 2-2, and Skinner did not want to go all the way through on that one, but had committed too far and not able to turn around. So now he's got a 2-2 count. Crowley looking to retire the leadoff man in the second. Pitch on the way home, and Skinner just gets a piece of that one and fouls it back into the netting. Still a 2-2 count. And on the season, Skinner batting 149 on the year. He's got 11 RBIs. He did miss a month with injury from about June 8th all the way up until July 1st. 2-2 the count coming home. It misses upstairs Ball number three and a full count to Skinner. And ever since that injury, it's been a rough go for Skinner. Trying to get back to the early season form. 3-2 count. This one's lifted out towards right field. Booyah! Home run, Luke Skinner. His first since early in the season. He sends one way out over the right field wall. 3-0 Rafters. Their fourth hit of the game. And that one did not hit the wall because it went well over it. Luke Skinner able to show off the stuff with that one. A big fly for him. It's his first home run since June 2nd, almost 2 months ago. The Rafters lead it 3-0 in the top of the second. It brings up Lachlan Maude with the bases empty. Single up the middle into center field. The hit parade keeps rolling here in Green Bay for the Rafters. They've got six hits in their first eight batters. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the second. And with that, a mound visit as Matt Crowley will have a chat here. Not the way that he wanted this game to start. And you look at Matt Crowley, this season has not gone his way, but you know just how talented of a pitcher he is from his previous seasons in the Northwoods League. Last year pitched for the Rockers, had a 4.81 ERA over 24 and a third innings, and in 10 games, I mean, a 4.81 ERA is pretty good, but not just that, the year before he was even better up in Mankato. And in Mankato, he went 29 innings across 7 games, and he had a 2.48 ERA. So a couple of really strong appearances for Matt Crowley, a redshirt sophomore from Minnesota State, but this year has not been his best and now steps off of the mound after initially getting onto the rubber. Runner still on first base, and now Kobayashi up at the plate. First pitch to the right-handed hitting right fielder is called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Kobayashi maybe the biggest turnaround player for the Rafters. And he sends one out towards center field, but a line drive sliding to one knee, and it's caught right above the grass by J.P. Peltier for out number one. That retires Kobayashi, and it brings up Eric Harper to the plate with a man on first and a one out in the top of the second. Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crowley still on the mound. Maude over on first base. He is leaning a little bit, but not really looking to go there. First pitch on the way home. Gets a big swing and a miss from Harper. Now an 0-1 count. And Maude, you look at his base running numbers this season. Really not an aggressive base runner whatsoever. And the pitch to Harper misses high. Now a 1-1 count. Maude, no stolen bases on the season. No attempts yet on the year. 1-1 the count to Eric Harper. And this pitch misses low for ball number two. A 2-1 count. And Harper had gone through a really rough stretch of about six games recently, where he just wasn't able to get on base, but it wasn't because he was hitting the ball poorly. He just wasn't able to get lucky as the 2-1 count is called for a strike. Now 2-2 on the breaking ball. Harper was hitting the ball hard, but just not coming up with anything for it. But recently turned around the approach, and he's reached base multiple times in the last four games. Holds off on a pitch that misses in the turf. Now a 3-2 count. Go back to July 22nd at Fond du Lac. He drew two walks and had two RBIs in the game. Followed that up the next day. Also drew two walks and had an RBI. And then he was finally able to get back on the board with some hits 2 days ago at Wausau. 3-2 count on the way home. And Crowley fires. Harper holds off. It misses high. Ball number four. Once again, Harper able to get back on base. continuing to show off the revamped plate approach. And that's been the big difference for him since taking those couple of walks in those first two games of these last four. He's been able to see the ball a lot better. Had a multi-hit game at Wausau with a home run, and then he had three hits last night. The Rafters now have runners on first and second with one away in the top of the second. It brings back up the top of the card with Royce Clayton Jr., who grounds one over to third. Picked up, could be two. Five-step on the bag, back to first. It is in time. Got him a 5-3 double play. Tough to double up Royce Clayton Jr., but they did it right there to take us to the middle of the second. In the top of the second, the Rafters had managed one run on the two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It is 3-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, a bunch of exciting hits from the Rafters over the first two innings, and they have a 3-0 lead as we enter the bottom of the second. The Rafters trying to keep the momentum going as Trevor Moik gets back out here, and he gets a swing and a miss from Eli Selga for strike number one. Selga, the left-handed hitting DH, he leads off the bottom of the second. It'll be Selga, Bionia, and DiCorrado due up. 0-1 count is grounded over to the right side of the infield, sneaks on through into center field past Akko, and a leadoff single for Eli Selga is the first base runner for the Rockers here in the top of the bottom of the second. Brings up Bionia to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. And Bionia, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Moik back out there on the mound. Selga over at first base, man, he has continued to just decimate the Rafters this season. Really has done a ton of damage against Wisconsin Rapids as Bionia grounds one over to short. Flip from Harper over to Akko. Back to first. Double play. Oh, yeah. 6-4-3. And that takes care of the leadoff double single just like that. Brings up Stefan DiCorrado with the bases empty and two away. Still a 3-0 Rafters lead, and Trevor Moik, no longer a no-hitter, but hey, you're looking for the shutout anyways. Doesn't really matter how many you allow, as the first pitch misses inside for ball number one to DiCorrado. 1-0 the count. Now, the thing that does matter is pitch count more than anything else. Are you able to go efficiently through innings, as that one is called for a strike, now a 1-1 count? Those are really the two statistics that matter more than anything else. Runs allowed and pitch count. Moik Pitch number 20 of the game is called below the zone for ball number two. Didn't miss by much there, but it bounced out of the glove of Lachlan Maud. He kind of looks at the glove and says, how'd that happen? Now a 2-1 count to DiCorrado. Left-handed hitter from Dartmouth, and he swings and misses at the second strike to bring the count even at 2-2. Kaysen Consarinia is on deck if it gets there, but Moik just one strike away from working through a shutout second. And the pitch on the way home, swing and a miss, strike number three, fourth K of the game for Trevor Moik, and that takes care of the Rockers in the second. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third. It's 3-0 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I want to see another home run, and we are into the top of the third inning. The first two innings, the Rafters have hit a home run in. Luke Skinner did it back in the second, and Kareem Arusovic did so in the first. Both of them solo shots. The Rafters also did have a RBI single off the wall from Landon Gaz back in the first inning. And so three hits that have either gone off or over the wall that have been RBIs. You also saw a double from Jake Beauchesne that went off the wall, but he had the bases empty, so didn't get an RBI on that one. And the Rafters have a 3-0 lead. They're hoping to keep the offense moving as a new pitcher steps out onto the mound for the Rockers. And that is Sam Brummond, who comes into the game for Mac Crowley. And Crowley did not have the appearance that he was hoping for, as he has a season low in innings pitched, just going two innings in the game. And Kareem Arusovic will lead off the top of the third against Brummond. First pitch on the way, and that one called on the upper part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Matt Crowley allowed three runs. All three were earned on five hits with one walk and one strikeout. No hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. He faced 10 total batters on 35 pitches before he was taken out. 0-1 count to Arusovic is taken north of the zone for ball number one. Now a 2-1 count. Arusovic trying to get on again, and he takes that one low for ball number three. Trying to pitch around Arusovic here, and understandably so, a left-handed hitter in this ballpark. He already showed off the power with a homer in the first. 3-1 count here. We'll see if he swings, and he sends another line drive out to right field. That lands down and bounces up, and the right fielder there, Stefan DiCorrado, will toss it back into second, but a leadoff single for Kareem Arusovic as it brings up Jake Beauchesne with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the third. Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Brumman on the mound. And let's take a look at Sam Brumman's numbers on the season for the Rockers. Sam Brumman, not to be confused with Gavin Brumman. Sam has a 5.63 ERA as the first pitch misses high for ball number one to Jake Beauchesne, a 1-0 count. Brumman, a right-handed pitching freshman from Cloud County Community College, a native of Omaha, Nebraska. 1-0 count, runner going. It's sent over to into left field down the line. Rounding second for third is Arusevic. Beauchesne's going to try and make it another extra base hit, and he is safe at second. Two doubles on the afternoon for Jake Beauchesne, and he puts runners on second and third with nobody out in the top of the third. The Rafters offense continues rolling in Green Bay. That's their seventh hit of the game. And it brings up Madden Akko with two in scoring position and nobody out. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Brumman on the mound. And Sam Brumman pitched in eight total innings across five games. He's got 11 strikeouts, though. High strikeout guy as the first pitch misses in the dirt and blocked behind the plate by Colin Helms. He makes sure that Arusevic doesn't try taking off. 1-0 the count, and Akko 0-1 in the game. He grounded out 5-3 back in the first. Runner on second is Beauchesne. On third is Arusevic. 1-0 the count from Brumman to Akko. Brumman is set, brings up the leg, fires home. This one is sent high in the air out towards right field. At the warning track, it will be caught in right field by DiCorrado. Long throw coming back into third base to see if they can get Beauchesne, but it's not in time. A sacrifice fly from Madden Akko, and both runners advance. It's now 4-0 Rafters in the top of the third.
Designated hitter number 17, Landon Gass.
Jake Beauchesne. Now on third base, Kareem Arusevic came home to score, and it brings up Landon Gass with a runner just 90 feet away and one out in the top of the third. Righty-righty matchup between Gass and Brumman. Brumman brings the leg up and fires home, and the first pitch called outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Gaz 1-for-1 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. He tried extending it into a double as it bounced far off the wall in right field. 1-0 the count. Misses high for ball two. 2-0 the count. And it bounced so hard off of the wall that it made it a lot easier of a throw. Came almost halfway from the wall back to second base on the bounce. That's what the close wall will do for you, though. 2-0 the count. And the pitch on the way home, it's popped up but out of play on the first base side. And now a 2-1 count to the right-handed hitter. I was joking around with Landon after the pregame interview that I did with him and said, hey, you going to hit a home run today? And he says, I'll try to. Said, you got to send one the opposite way. He nearly had one there. Sends one the opposite way here. This one's hit high in the air. Out towards right field, but DiCorrado is there. He'll try and make the long throw home, but it is not in time. A sacrifice fly again. Landon Gass picks up his second RBI of the game, and the Rafters now lead 5-0 in the top of the third. Did the trick there. Couldn't get the home run, but hey, he'll take another RBI. And it brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the third. Skinner hit the home run his last time up. The left-handed hitters love it here in Green Bay as the first pitch called inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Both of the Rafters' home runs today have come from left-handed hitters. One from Skinner, one from Arusevic. And he swings and misses on the 1-0 count to bring it 1-1. The Rafters have only two lefties in the lineup, and both of them have homered. 1-1 count on the way home, and the breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. 1-2 count. Skinner got his first home run since June 2nd. Kareem Arusevic, his first home run as a Rafter, and this one a liner over to right field, but Bionilla way out there. He's able to make the play in right for out number three, and that takes care of the Rafters' order in the third. But the Rafters do pick up two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left nobody on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is 5-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Now into the bottom of the third inning. The Rafters have a 5-0 lead, and Trevor Moik has continued to impress on the mound. He takes on the Rockers' order of Kaysen Consarinia, and the first pitch to him misses inside and hits him for a hit by pitch. Well, not the way that he wanted things to get started here in the matchup, but that's just the second base runner allowed by Trevor Moik here into the third inning. Moik allowed the leadoff single to Eli Selga and then induced a double play the very next pitch. Aiden Cooney at the plate now. A left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. Runner on first and the first pitch. This one's hit pretty well down the right field line. Going back out to the wall. It will miss foul. No, it's fair. It's a home run. A two-run shot from Aiden Cooney. His fourth home run of the season, and that makes this a three-run game. Two pitches Trevor Moik is going to wish that he had back. And the first one, a hit by pitch. The second, a two-run shot to Aiden Cooney. It's now a 5-2 ball game. That brings up Zage Lancaster to the plate with the bases empty and nobody out in the bottom of the third. A three-run Rafters lead. Trevor Moik not able to take care of Aiden Cooney, and now a right-hander at the plate. First pitch gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And in those first two innings, Moik did not allow a run. He faced the minimum, six up, six down, although he did allow a single. Got him out with the double play. 0-1 count on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Despite that, though, you see how quickly a game can change. Just two pitches into the third inning, and two runs came across for the Rockers. 0-2 the count on the way home, and that one misses low for ball number one. Moik, four strikeouts through the first two. One and two the count, and he's looking for strikeout number five already, but really you're looking for him to go efficiently here as this one is laced out towards left field. Left fielder is there, and that will be brought in by Beauchesne for out number one. Brings up Eric Gion with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Gian, the top of the order for the Rockers. Right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. Back in the third inning, the Rafters were able to drive across two runs, but no home runs in that inning. Swing and a miss from Gian for strike number one, an 0-1 count. The Rafters have scored a run in each of the first three innings. They scored two in the first as well and two in the third. That's what has them up 5-2 here, but the home run just moments ago from Aiden Cooney got the Rockers on the board against Trevor Moik. 0-1 the count, and with that, time is going to be called here as they're going to call that a pitch clock violation on Trevor Moik. So an automatic ball on Moik. It's now a 1-1 count. Eric Gian, 0-1 in the game. This is his second plate appearance. He struck out swinging back in the first. 1-1 coming home. Another swing and a miss for strike number two. Gian having trouble catching up to Moik's stuff today. 1-2 the count. Hit from Moik is swung on and sent over to third base. Skinner's there, taking his time. He throws it to first, and it's a little bit inside. Not able to be picked up by Arusovic. And it bounced off of his glove as he tried to avoid contact with Gian. So it lands, and that is likely going to end up an error. Yeah, an E5 on Luke Skinner. And that allows Gian to reach first.
Catcher number 12, Colin Helms.
Brings up Colin Helms with a man on first and a one away in the bottom of the third. Still a 5-2 lead for the Rafters. Moik trying to get through this one, hoping to get a double play here. But got to get the ground ball. First pitch misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And just because you get the ground ball too doesn't mean that it's going to be a double play. Rafters have done a pretty good job of turning two this season, but you look back at last game, they had a couple of opportunities that they weren't able to turn them, only got the fielder's choice. 1-0 count, grounded up the right middle to Akko, and it's off his glove into center field. Akko can't field it at second, and Clayton runs up and throws it back in. That'll go on with runners on the corners now. Officially goes in as a single to Colin Helms. Eric Gian advances to third on the single, and it brings up J.P. Peltier with runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the third, and all of a sudden the Rafters not feeling quite as confident with Moik, and so a mound visit. Mike Spears will head out and have a chat with Moik to make sure that he's all right. But Moik, those last two pitches, they likely should have been outs. But the Rafters just not able to turn them. And so Moik will try and keep things rolling along here. And you look at this season, Moik has really struggled with allowing ground balls that get by his defense. He's able to get the low launch angle, but the defense has seemingly struggled. Not sure if maybe there's an extra spin rate factor on Moik's pitches that make it more difficult to field, but the Rafters, in the past few games, have had a bunch of unearned runs come off of Moik's record as the first pitch to J.P. Peltier misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Peltier, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup as he swings and misses at the next pitch to bring it back even 1-1. Peltier 0-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the first. He's got runners on the corners with only one out in the bottom of the third, and this one's hit to the left side of the infield. There's Harper, flipped to second, back to first from Akko in time, double play. Second DP of the game, it's another 6-4-3 put out, and that ends the third inning. However, two runs do come across for the Rockers on two hits and one error. The Rockers left one aboard. We go to the fourth inning. It's 5-2 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans.
Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Trevor Moik able to fight back and get out of that third inning with his second double play induced, and now into the fourth inning. The Rafters still have a three-run lead. It's 5-2, and going to see if they can keep the offense going. They've scored multiple runs in two out of their first three innings, and in the other inning, they managed the one run on a Luke Skinner dinger. So leading off the fourth, Lachlan Maude takes the first pitch high for ball number one. Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher, he'll be followed by Hiroto Kobayashi and Eric Harper due up in the fourth. 1-0 count is fouled back into the netting, now a 1-1 count. Taking a look at the defensive lineup for the Green Bay Rockers. Still over at first base, Aiden Cooney. At second, David Bionia. At shortstop, Zage Lancaster. And at third, Eric Gion. 1-1 the count to Maude, misses for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Colin Helm still back behind home plate, and in the outfield in left, Kaysen Consarinia. In center, J.P. Peltier, and in right, it is DiCorrado, as this one is hit well in the air out towards right field, and that will bounce off of the top of the wall. Another home run for the Rafters. It's their third homer of the game, and the derby is just started. Lachlan Maude keeping the offense moving, and he gets his first home run as a Rafter. Another one out to right field, and that has certainly been the favorite destination for a Rafters baseball. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases empty and nobody out in the top of the fourth. 6-2, the Rafters lead. First pitch is called a strike to Kobayashi, an 0-1 count. Second one on the way, he takes that one for strike number two. 0-2. Sam Brummond on the mound for the Rockers. And Kobayashi fouls this one towards the Rockers' dugout to stay alive. Still an 0-2 count. Sam Brummond, a right-handed pitcher, came in to relieve Crowley in the third. 0-2 the count coming home, and Kobayashi just gets a piece of that one to stay alive. 0-2 the count. And Kobayashi trying to stay in his shoes. He has been red hot over the last 20 or so games. 0-2 count. This one's hit out towards center field. A bloop fly ball that the center fielder will run up on, and it's caught by Peltier for out. No! It's not caught. The umpire says otherwise, as it was dropped on what Peltier is saying is the transition, but the umpires say otherwise. So Kobayashi is safe at first, and the umpires will now have a meeting about it. J.P. Peltier brought the ball into his glove, but not for long enough. The umpires say that he dropped the ball, Peltier claiming it was on the transition. That's going to be a tough one to overturn, but maybe you get to see that. And so the Rockers arguing their case in a game that has gone mostly the Rafters' way today. Outside of the two-run home run from Aiden Cooney, really. And with that, the umpires will discuss things. And Eric Gion, the third baseman, talking with the umpire right now. And Green Bay wanting them to have a visit together. So all three of the umpires are now going to go in and not just talk with Green Bay's coach, but also Eric Gion, who now goes back to his third base spot. Again, complaining this one. Officially, that's going to go in as an E8. As Kobayashi ends up on first base. So he's still 0-for-2 in the game, but Kobayashi is able to manage his way onto first. And a conference now between the umpires as they will talk things over before Eric Harper's at bat. They want to check to make sure they got this call right, and Peltier out there in center field, he's saying, hey, that was on the transition that he dropped it. I had kind of dropped my head down after I saw it enter the glove and looked back up, and the ball was on the ground.